Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul talked about moving towards destiny. Today, Paul will be talking about leaving Lot. Let's join Paul now as he teaches leaving Lot.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. The last few talks that we've been having is talking about the vision and the dream that God has and placed in each and one of our heart, how God wants to bring to fruition this vision that He has and the help that He's going to give us and some of the things that we've been going through that we experience to achieve and to get this vision from God. And I'd like to continue that discussion today, and we're going to talk about leaving Lot. The Lord said to Abraham, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee." That's found in Genesis 12:1. Note that Abraham was to leave his kindred behind. Yet in Genesis 12:4, we read, "So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him." A short statement, but one with a depth of meaning. And in the Bible or in the dictionary, the word kindred is definition is one's family and or relatives. Lot and his family turned out to be nothing but trouble for Abraham. Problems first arose when the land could not support both of them and their livestock, and strife arose between their herdsmen. Genesis 13 records how Abraham gave Lot the opportunity to choose land and separate from him. Instead of choosing property somewhere in Canaan, Lot chose to live near Sodom and Gomorrah. And we all know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, the sinful things that went on there, how it was really so bad that even God himself was just upset and determined to stop that. But the cities were filled sinful, idolatrous people, and before that it was a beautiful and fertile place. Sometimes things that look good on the surface are not so good when you take a closer look through the eyes of faith. Why did Lot choose some land in Canaan? The promised land was well able to support both him and Abraham. Abraham took Lot with him when he left Haran, and Lot's problems became Abraham's problem. How many times have we had that in our lives? Genesis 14 records how Abraham had to rescue Lot when he was taken captive by the enemy. Genesis 19 records the final judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah and how Abraham had to intercede to save Lot. When an angel came to rescue Lot and his family from destruction in Sodom, Lot tried to persuade his sons-in-law to go with them, but they refused and even mocked and made fun of him. During the evacuation, Lot's wife looked back in violation of God's instructions, and she died, because when God told Lot to leave and his family, "Do not look back, look forward and go." Lot's daughters later committed incest with him, because their husbands had remained behind in Sodom and were killed. Are you beginning to see why God told Abraham to leave his kindred behind? And can you understand and see why it is important that we obey and we listen and do exactly what God tells us to do? As you travel towards your own spiritual destiny, you too may be required to part with family or friend. Some partings may be simply the result of your need to move on to the next part of your spiritual journey, but there may be times when God commands you to separate from someone, and if He does, you must do it. If you did not obey and remain attached to that person, their problems will become your problem. And if God calls you to separate and to leave your family and loved ones, God's promises that He will bless you even better and greater than if you had not left. He will give you someone to replace even better than what you gave up for God, because God will never be outdone by anyone or anything, even from you. It was only after separating from Lot that God spoke to Abraham once again. And the Lord said unto Abram, after Lot was separated from him, Abraham was about to receive the details of his divine destiny. And it happened after the separation from Lot. If Abraham would have listened to God and obeyed God and his instructions from the beginning, a lot of that wouldn't have happened, and maybe Lot and his family would still be together and wouldn't have lost the loved ones that Lot lost. Has God shown you someone or something from which you must separate? You may not receive the revelation of the next step in your journey toward your destiny until you do so. It is always important to remain in an attitude of prayer. It does not come overnight. It doesn't happen easy. But everything that God asks us to do and has us to do, He will give you the strength. He will give you the power to be able to do and to achieve that dream. That's important, to listen and do what God instructs us to do, because if we don't, we're just asking trouble for ourselves and in our lives. Let's have a word of prayer. Blessed Heavenly Father, oh, how I thank you for this time that we can get together and discuss and to talk and to instruct the visions that you have for each and every one of us. Father, I pray that you will help us to step out in faith, that you will help us to listen and to do what you command and ask us to do. Father, I know we can't outdo you, and I know if we sacrifice for you, that you will bless us beyond word, beyond what we could even comprehend. Father, give us the knowledge and give us the understanding and to open our minds and our ears to where we can hear your instructions and that we will do what you have us and ask us to do. Father, help us to step out in faith. Help us to believe in you, I pray. Father, I thank you that you have given us this vision, and I thank you that you will give us the ways to help it to come through and to come true. Father, bless us and be with us, and to bless this teaching and bless this word, I ask you in Jesus' wonderful holy name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed the studying of divine destiny with us and today's teaching, Leaving Lot. Join Paul next week as we talk about believing the promises. All material was furnished by Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you enjoy Paul's teachings today. You can write or email us. Our email address is ltm@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's ltm@ltm4christ.com. Or you can mail us and address it to LTM Post Office Box 87083, Vancouver, Washington 98687. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.